you see that one coming, Bobby? Brought back an old classic for the occasion.
I love it.
They call that a tribute spot. There's a couple of those tonight. The little guys who used to be the NXT tag champs did some of those tonight, Bobby. It was great. Good evening, everyone. Is the WrestleMania Saturday is in the books. There was a point in the show where I thought, oh my God, this show is not going to be 4 hours long. It sure was 4 hours long. This is going to be a fascinating review. I apologize, folks, for being slightly late. WrestleMania parties and such. Oracle will be joining us shortly. But we are here nonetheless. We'll be hanging out probably an hour or so talking about night one of a fascinating WrestleMania. So much to talk about. I think there's going to be a hilarious range of views. Bobby, you're going to be part of that. How are you tonight, mate?
I'm doing well. I enjoyed the show. There wasn't anything that I really disliked on it.
Really?
For the most part. You know, we'll get into that.
We'll get into it.
Yeah, I'm doing well, though. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. I would like to establish now, because I think this is going to go in so many different directions, and I think the range of views, I think, is going to be the thing here, as I said a moment ago. But I do want to stress, I had fun. Show went pretty quickly for the most part. Cap won that most. The pacing, ironically, was actually better than the norm for WWE pay-per-views. And not to say it was perfect, but like Elimination Chamber was like 8 hours long, right? And it was, you know, like, so the pacing was actually okay. I had fun with the show. There is some really good stuff on the show. There's a match that's great that I think the consensus agrees, thumbs up on one match in particular. The main event, I actually think, will be a conversation for the rest of time. I think this may be one that we go back to and question over and over again, the good, the bad, and in between. So with that in mind, we will start going through this show here and as we await the arrival of Lord Oracle. But folks, as I'm now trained and drilled to say, Bobby, if you are watching on YouTube, give us the thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, all that good stuff you can do. Comment on yesterday's Supercard of Honor review, I guess, if you're into that kind of thing. I don't know. But yeah, show us some love. If you're watching on Twitter, Twitch, head over to YouTube and do the same thing. All right, let's start like this, Bob, especially with our fearless leader. What was your favorite thing on the show?
Probably like the whole pre-match presentation for Sammy, and then it was made better by the fact that he won. Obviously, like if they did all that for him to lose, it would have been a real bummer. But you know, I think if I had to pick one thing that I liked the most, it was Sami Zayn winning the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, well, we agree on that front. Let's talk a little bit about that kind of whole package. Now, certainly not an approach that will be deemed subtle anytime soon, but not, most great wrestling isn't, right? Full kind of Rocky vibe. But I have to say, the entrance was spectacular.
Yeah.
The shot of him walking through, and then, of course, the Kevin Owens deal, which really did pack a punch. That was quite moving, and we talk about it a lot. It's extraordinary that these two fellas are actually managing to do this and continue to do it and be such major players. It's staggering, really, what they've achieved, and this was kind of the latest chapter in that regard. Maybe Kevin Owens makes it too, you know, gets his own belt tomorrow. We'll see. But Gunther and Sammy was great, absolutely. Was you surprised by the result, Bob? I forget what your pick was.
No, I mean, Sammy winning makes sense because I think Gunther's going to go for one of the two big titles, you know, at some point soon. And, I mean, I think he's earned it at this point. And, you know, it was a big moment for Sammy, too, after, you know, main eventing last year. And then it looked like there wasn't really a spot on the card for him. And then to get this, and he obviously needed a moment after last year. So, yeah, I was pretty confident he would win. And they really executed it well.
Yeah, I agree. It did actually feel as dramatic and as epic as you'd hope, right? Him getting, you know, Gunther's title loss. Gunther is legitimately one of the best professional wrestlers that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I don't say that to slight Sami Zayn, who I think is an all-timer in his own right and is a really special talent, but Gunther is just unbelievable, isn't he? I mean, that match, I think they clocked in around 15 minutes. But Gunther was just an absolute destroyer. He really felt like a mountain to climb. It was a very simple match, right, Bobby? I mean, it was Gunther took most of it. Sammy fighting from underneath. It was what we described. They had some strong false finishes. And within, you know, by 15 minutes later, it felt like we'd seen a, you know, the match of the night. And then somehow, would you say it was clear and above your favorite match of the night? Because I know there's we're going to disagree on a match in a moment. So was it far and away your favorite of the night?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. That makes sense to me. So I'm assuming I want to poll our chat here quickly. Folks, match of the night for you, because I'm intrigued if this is indeed the consensus pick. We should, of course, mention the brain buster, which, of course, we last night on Super Bowl, God of Honor, we saw by the we had a 10-minute debate about Cole Fletcher's hair. He did the brain buster at the top rope. So it looked gnarly tonight, though, didn't it? The master showed how it was done once more. But,
yeah, it did.
Okay, look, yeah, look at the chat. Okay, good. I wanted to see how off base I was when it comes to the main event. I was seeing takes of all sorts. Ivo of Wrestle Purist was being a demon in my text messages, so I couldn't get a good read on what the consensus was. So, all right, I'm glad Sammy and Gunther was kind of widely considered the match of the night. Speaking of being glad, being thrilled, being happy, Big Man is back. Third man in the house, folks. Lord Oracle in the building.
Hell yeah.
Nice shirt, bro.
Thanks, bud.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, you know, I think we have a lot to talk about. You know, we'll try to fit it into a reasonable time. But
yeah, for sure.
Certainly not the jolting with joy, right, that we had last year on Night 1.
It's a weird one, yeah. I liked it, though. It was fun.
You know, it was a decent show. It was probably even more like an okay show in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I thought all the booking decisions were so right that it almost doesn't matter.
I agree.
But we'll see, you know.
Yeah.
The story's not finished. Ha, ha, ha.
We kicked off with some Gunther and Sammy talk, Oracle. That was Bobby and I's pick for match of the night. The chat seemed to agree. Mm-hmm. Same for you, mate?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, that's not close.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I saw such a range of takes on the main event, I didn't know if people were going to have it as their favorite. Mm-hmm. Man, they tore it up, didn't they? Like, just they had like 15 minutes. I mean, yeah. Killer match. I mean,
it was it's funny. Like, it kind of goes into, you know, this probably, I actually really appreciated that they only had 15, because I thought, you know, these two are good enough to really do this in 15. Of course, it's obvious now why so many of the mid-card matches were, middle of the show match for 15 minutes.
You think?
But, it was just, I mean, it was good stuff, man. I mean, there's a whole discussion about the whole, I'm just going to say right now, I doubt we'll ever see World Wrestling Entertainment run a WrestleMania in a stadium that has a risk of being below 50 degrees in a wind chill ever again. That probably will never happen again.
Yeah, it was tough.
Dude, The Nick Khan interview this weekend where he talked about doing late April or later in April probably will happen. We probably won't be seeing any more Philadelphia. I mean, it was enough of a – they wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. And I do wonder a little bit if – not so much the wrestlers, although, you know, it might have affected them, but – the fans.
Yeah,
this isn't just your typical Eagles fans that you see. You know, these are people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
There's never been a mania. I don't know. I don't know if any of the Meadowlands manias, the two ones of 29 and whatever, were that cold. I don't think that they were.
35 wasn't bad. It was about 55 the whole night, which was pretty nice.
Yeah. So no wind chill that was getting down to 40 or whatever. So I mean. Yeah, I mean, I honestly think the temperature was a major factor in this show. And again, part of it was they just, you know, they would not shut the fuck up about it. But like,
oh my god, dude, feels like,
yeah,
feels like.
And sorry to jump around a little bit, but like,
no, you're good. Go for it.
I honestly think that was a factor in. There are a number of factors at the show, but I honestly think the weather. God. Well, I'm just gonna say it right now. I hate Philadelphia. I've never been, but I hate that. I hate fucking Philadelphia. So I hate the Eagles. I think it's a bad place to go for WrestleMania. No offense, Tope. Much love to you. Glad you got tickets, buddy. But like, it's just it's a bad. Oh, McAfee was terrible tonight. He was just awful.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
Graves was audibly getting annoyed with him.
Yeah,
At times
he's too much, dude. He can't on a 4-hour pay per view. It's too much.
But yeah, I don't know. Honestly, that was like, but you know, once I'm done rambling, like Thunderbolt Patterson over here, I'm gonna I can say a prayer, but you know,
took me a minute to understand what you said. Then I was like, well, hold on.
Graves is not very good either. Graves is worse. He was worse a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he doesn't bother me as much, but yeah.
But Sammy and Gunther was by far the match of the night. I guess, I mean, if we're not going to do, are we going to do chronological or are we just jumping around?
We're just jumping around, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so with Sammy Gunther, like, video package is pretty good. That opening, like, it's fucking mid-90s WWF, right? Like, or
yep.
Like Attitude Era, where they're doing the thing with his wife and kid, and then with Gable. I think, well, I'm jumping all over the place. Well, I'll get to what I think is going to happen. I think we're getting a heel turn with Gable on Monday. But
it was like it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he might actually win in France, but as a heel, which is.
That'll be interesting, yeah.
Yeah. But that whole thing with Gorilla running a KO, like the entrance, Sammy, like. I feel like he does that every match, right? Like where he probably kicks shit while he walks into the
100% believe he does that every match, yeah. He and was like, so fired up, dude.
It rolled. And you can like as he comes out, you can slowly hear the roar of the crowd. It was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Great entrance there. Gunther's entrance was great. I really liked it's always, you know, the case with Gunther matches, but like the physicality Sammy brought here, in like, just like,
it really got the people away
each other, and like it was worked so tight, there wasn't a lot of space, you know.
And that showed, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they worked so close, you know, within like it was so like tightly worked. There wasn't a lot of like sitting back. I mean, there was towards the finishing stretch, and that's what helped it, right?
Right.
But like they were really like tightly working and kept.
It's such a good point.
Contact one another for 10 or 11 minutes of the match, and like tearing into each other, man, and like
physical firing away. Yeah,
and,
you know,
and Sammy's, and like the crowd was definitely into it early. You know, they were solid, and the crowd struggled on. I do think the weather was a factor. Worldwide fans, I think it was a factor. But when Gunther started like just. The powerbomb kick out, did the spot where, you know, Sammy, caught him with a Huluva kick near fall. Once that started coming, I mean, really picked up. It really picked up with that first shotgun, I guess it was the shotgun drop kick into the powerbomb in the first near fall. And then they kind of really got going there and, you know, traded near falls for a little bit, but it was very like WWE melodrama, but like, Gunther's such a good prick. He's like, they did that great close up where they came in closer and he just smirked because he was looking at Sammy's wife. And
he felt like a real person, yeah. Too. You know?
Yeah. And like, he kept going after Sammy. And like, Sammy's selling is so like to the cheap.
Incredible.
Seats, you know, very Steamboat esque. Yeah. And like, it was so great to just like, the crowd picked up on it. And he's not, it's a way. There are loopholes to be able to come back and make it. But, and first of all, he's always selling when he's making his comeback, right? But like, there are loopholes to like get up after you're getting devastated like that. And this is one of them. And you have to be good. You have to be a great performer. You have to be a great pro wrestler. You have to be a great seller and a great babyface to be able to do this. Sami Zayn, he could do it. You know, pumping his fist on the mat. Crowd gets into it. They're like really into it now. Just the comeback was just incredible. And I mean, I'm gonna tell you what right now is he goes up there. I'm not terribly, I mean, I'm familiar with him, but I didn't watch a lot of the Generico stuff. So, like,
right.
I didn't necessarily know what he was setting up for. I'm sure you may have, and others may have kind of caught the idea.
I wondered. Yeah, I definitely wondered.
And I know he had done the move, but I didn't really catch on until after the match. But, like, no joke, my brother Dustin would tell you, he does the brain buster. And no joke, I literally went, and literally sat there and looked for, yeah, like.
It looks sick, too. Man. It looks sick.
I think I might be going out a little bit here, but.
It's fine for me.
Am I here?
Yes, it might be me. Yeah, you're fine.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, and of course, you know, did that just set up Huluva kick, you know, whatever. You know, the multiple kicks for the win, and then the collapse pinfall, just tremendous stuff. And post match celebration was wonderful. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like, I don't know. It makes me think. I don't know. Is it because, like, I'm so averse to thinking Triple H would do these little rings, right? You know, I mean, there's loopholes here, guys. You know, even after what happened in the main event, there's loopholes here.
He's got to win, bro.
Yeah, he's got to win. I mean, there's just no way. But I mean, there is a way, but there's just no way they could, you know,
not after that finish tonight.
But it was just a terrific match. Easily the match of the night. Probably, arguably, the WWE match of the year so far. Right? Like, it's certainly up there.
Yeah.
In fact, I mean, it probably is. The women's chamber was excellent, but like, this is probably the WWE match here so far. But just a tremendous match, man. I mean, just easily the match of the night. I'm very happy it delivered. I was very pleased with the 15-minute runtime. You know, obviously there were reasons for that, but
it was
satisfactory to actually see, because a lot of times these matches get spaced, you know, they get too, like, it's not even enough. But as you pointed out on Twitter, you know, during the show, the middle 2 hours were paced very well.
Very well. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it was very, very well. You said great performers there at one point along the way. And I think it's so striking when you watch a show like this. We sometimes can overuse that word, right? Like, this show really, like, kind of highlighted how great these two guys are. Actually great, you know, like, it's different. There's a lot of good wrestlers. You talked about space, dude. When you're in a stadium and they're not rocking necessarily, you have to give them shit to react to. There were matches on this show that were, like, so meticulously laid out, and they refused to adjust when the crowd wasn't reacting the way they expected, and it hurt the matches. There's one that it killed the match. Killed it dead, which we'll get to. But, like, it's just, it was so different here. Everything was sharp and snappy. And as you said, the space, they were tight with each other, chops in between to give the people stuff to react to. Mm-hmm. Give them stuff, give them action, you know, give them movement. And it's like, it was just on a different level. And I like other matches on this show, but that was, it was special for sure. All right. I personally thought the next best match on the show was the opener. So if you don't mind, fellas, we'll jump there next. Becky Lynch, Rhea Ripley. Becky had a cool entrance with her book and that whole deal. That's pretty neat. Rhea had a live performance, which, to my ear, continued the great wrestling tradition of what live performances sound like. God bless. You can always rely on that. I mean, it's a tradition, right? Listen, right?
I was cringing, man. I was cringing.
It's crazy, bro. Yeah. Whenever I read the headline, live performance, I always go, well, good luck.
I mean, if you read my ridiculously long Mania thread that took me an hour and 15 minutes to do today.
Great, Fred.
Thank you. Where I talked about WrestleMania 28, I was so mad at all those, like, that show. Like, the great Contrarian Alex loves that show because he was there live, and I understand. But the concerts on that show were just otherworldly bad. Like,
absolutely.
Sitting at home and just watching these fucking concerts, man.
Like, sound terrible.
This one was a little bit, when they do the entrances, it's slightly different, right?
Because, like, the wrestlers at least get a moment. Yeah,
and at
right?
least Rhea's yeah. like, okay, I'm gonna brag, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the most over person in this match?
Oh, Rhea was definitely the most over person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I actually think they realized that.
They did. Because they did.
She like worked through his, you know what I'm saying? Like they kind of figured it out. So I was alarmed at the bell. And this is when I kind of realized it would affect the show. This did not have like the heat I thought we would have in the opening spot. Luckily, this is not their first rodeo. Both of them have had memorable WrestleMania matches and they just stayed the course, right? Like they knew where they were going. Becky leaned heel and worked the arm a little bit to give it a little substance. Yeah.
And we've talked about it. Becky's the type of wrestler who understands, you know.
Very smart.
Put it on. She's always been a cerebral wrestler. As Andrew pointed out and you know, Jake's pointed out many times. Like, she has her physical limitations, right?
For sure. But
she's such a smart wrestler. She knows.
She couldn't have a go here.
Pace the match, structure it, and knows how to react to the crowd.
And in this particular example, she just gave Rhea a lot of the match, right? Mm-hmm. Rhea has the more dynamic offense, and she allowed her to showcase that so much so. Rhea took so much of this match, I almost thought Becky was going to go over as a result. You know, I mean, she took so much of the match, and she won emphatically. Star presentation, as per usual for Rhea Ripley, felt like a moment for her. Not as good as Rhea's match last year, not as good as Becky's match 2 years ago, but a very good wrestling match to start WrestleMania. I liked it a lot. Bobby, what did you make of the opener, mate?
Yeah, I thought it was very good. It was, you know, we talked about it, kind of the biggest women's match that they could put on at the moment, and it didn't quite feel like that is my only complaint about it, I think. But, like, all in all, like, it was good. I thought they would leave the door open for a rematch a little bit more, maybe run it back at, like, SummerSlam or something, but they really didn't with how the finish is. Obviously, they can do whatever, but, like, it's pretty emphatic finish. Almost out of nowhere, too, like... And I thought maybe, like, you know, they mentioned Becky was sick. Maybe they cut some stuff. But as it turns out, like, they just needed every minute they could tonight for, you know, all the stuff they ended up having. So it worked for what it was.
Yeah, I really liked it. I did. I thought, and I just appreciated the way they knew where they were going and they got the people. When it got to the near falls, they were with it. The people were rocking. So this worked, Oracle, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, listen. I played some soccer games with some little cold. I never played a soccer game with strep throat with a fucking strep throat, brother. You know, but if I had 102 fever, you know, at some point, I wouldn't be. I'd be home. You know, sitting watching. You know,
it did pop me that Cole said that
DVD in high school or something. You know, I wouldn't be.
Dude, Michael Cole said that like the opening bell. I was like, I mean, I don't even need to kill the vibe like that, bro. I mean, I know it's, you know, like you're getting ripped up for Mania. Michael Cole's like, yeah, she's actually really ill, guys. It's God bless her. But,
I mean, it was very good. You know, not great, not quite great, but very good. You know, they kind of started out, you know, felt the crowd out. Obviously, you know, it was a heavily favorable Rhea crowd. I really liked the pace they set, structure, and they did a really good job of like working the counter wrestling stuff. I loved that they both, you know, I really liked that the submission spot with Rhea where she like did like the actual like leg scissors. That was awesome. And then of course I always appreciate it when a wrestler doesn't get the ropes, they just get their way out of it, right? Mm-hmm. And Becky did there by you know, getting a pin cover there. Just awesome stuff. Love the teases to the you know, to the super manhandle slam. The manhandle slam was a good kick out.
Mm-hmm.
I figured Rhea would kick out.
It was a good one,
it,
though.
You know, it shows that Becky winning a lot of her matches with that move. That's what, you know, when you do that, the kickouts mean more. Even if it's not necessarily a near fall you bite on, she's won matches with that. So it works better as a near fall than just, you know, your typical, like, oh, this is a move that gets a near fall. Yeah. The finish was awesome. I love the riptide into the turnbuckle.
Followed that was
by
cool,
the,
yeah.
You know, by the second, yeah. You know, by the second full riptide for the win. Really good finish. Yeah, just you know, just a really, really strong match. Absolutely the second best match of the night. Just, you know, did I selfishly want a little bit more of it? Yeah, probably so. But I honestly was not disappointed with it at all. I thought I thought in some ways, just as they were getting to like great, it kind of ended. But like,
agree.
They still delivered and still put on a really good match, and the entrances and stuff, like you said, were great. But yeah, I mean, just a you know, really solid, really strong opener. It set a pretty good pace early on, I thought.
Started the show on a good note.
Things didn't go quite as well later on in the show, but less to do with like booking, but just more just like, I don't know, the environment and everything. But yeah, this match starting the show really helped it too, I think. It gave, you know, gave them more attention, especially when they changed and realized Rhea was more over.
And it helped the show too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, well, now that we've seen the show, it was the right call for opener.
Yeah.
For a range of reasons. But yeah, no, it's very good. I think they have a better one in them, but it was very, very good. All right, let's talk main event. It's been like an hour, and I genuinely think this may prove to be the most polarizing main event or match in WrestleMania history. I've seen takes from every which direction. All friends of mine. It's all love, you know. Our group chat, you guys were popping, and I was sitting there going, fuck, man, I wish I liked this match. because you guys know me well enough to know, like, Twitter's dumb, but I really wanted to love this match.
Sure.
I just couldn't. I couldn't get the seal off this thing, man. I couldn't get into it. There's fun parts in the end, don't get me wrong, but I just couldn't enjoy it. So before I even go any further, I want to let you guys speak on it, and then we'll kind of do a more big picture thing. Bobby, what did you make of the main event?
Yeah, that was a fun time. Obviously, it was very long. The first 15 or so minutes weren't great, but once they got going, you know, the crowd brawling and just kind of not having to really follow any of the rules and all that. I thought it got in a really nice place. I think Roman showed up to work quite a bit tonight, you know, and they needed that. The rock bottom on the rock through the table is awesome. You know, I think it ended up in a good place. I could definitely see how people didn't like it, but by the end of it, I was having a great time.
It definitely picked up. It definitely picked up. I just 44 minutes. Oracle, what did you think?
So here's the deal, okay? So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to speak for you, Joe, briefly. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I've known Joe for about 4 years now, and if a match is terrible for 20 minutes, I doubt he's going to be able to enjoy the clusterfuck of fun.
Yeah.
Even if he can see that, I think he can, that occurred to 25 minutes following, probably more like the first 25, 30 minutes that were terrible.
Yeah.
It's very hard for Joe Hulbert to enjoy anything once you get to that point.
And I appreciate that, Oracle. And I do want to say, because people have been hitting me up.
And I say that sincerely and not ribbing you or
getting. No, I agree.
I understand you as a fan, and I can feel
that, yeah, like, it was a lot.
Joe was not going to enjoy this.
Now, a lot of people have been hitting me up with Bloodline Civil War. The two things I would say, number one, I was there. It's different. And the one thing I would say that I think is
Bloodline Civil War still rules. I don't care what anybody says.
And
yeah.
I would say this is a genuine difference. The London crowd was very different to this crowd. Very different. And when they did Long Heat in London, we were doing, you know, stand up if you hate Roman. I mean, it had heat. That is a difference. But yeah, it was it wasn't for me, but that's not the point. Oracle, what did you think?
I just wanted to, and again, I wanted you to correct me if I was wrong, but I kind of wanted to, not that I had to speak for, you can speak for yourself, but
no, I appreciate it.
I kind of wanted to kind of map out why Joe probably didn't appreciate this very much. And you know, about 50% of people probably felt the same way. Right. Okay. First of all, the entrances were incredible, man. Rock's entrance was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Oh,
mighty, what an entrance. Cody's was awesome. Really cool seeing his father-in-law there, because I know he's been really sick.
Mm-hmm.
The first 25 minutes or so of this match were fucking terrible. I mean, just terrible. I mean, terrible.
Okay, I mean, good. I'm glad we agree on that.
Like, I mean, it was fucking awful. I mean, just they had that first instant big fight feel, right?
Yeah.
And you know, all of a sudden, after the first 10 seconds, suddenly there was no noise.
No.
I don't know if the wind, I don't know if a big wind chill came or what. And then it became evident and very apparent that this was a pro Rocky crowd.
Yep. Which we did predict, to be fair. We did say that could happen.
We did say there was a very good chance that occurred. Yep. Cody wasn't necessarily hated.
No.
People loved to sing Seth's song. He was over just for his song. Roman wasn't really loved very much. Right.
Roman had some
Rock hate. Was very, very popular. Cody was pretty damn popular too, but Rock clearly had the edge tonight. And so they go in here and they're just staring at each other for 2.5 minutes, and there's no heat to it. So it's not like Hogan Rock at 18, right? They're just fucking staring at each other. And like, there's this great shot where like you see like Rock's back, and I'm like, oh, look, back knee.
he did look great though.
Like, I didn't see that. Well, I was like, well.
He did look great though, I must say. I mean, he looked like more the rest than I thought. I thought he would look ridiculous out there. He looked physically good. You know?
He did. So they come in, they do these exchanges, and they're fucking all rote and like kind of felt maybe a little bit inauthentic at times, and like just slow and plodding and like boring, and like the crowd didn't give a shit. There's one good moment early on where Dwayne like gets rid of Seth or whatever, and then does the cool points at Cody and does the you just bring
that was cool. Cool. Mm-hmm.
The Rock still has his charisma, okay? That's all. I mean, of course, we all know that. And I'm sure they planned it. I mean, they were definitely. I mean, the whole thing was planning of 45. I'm certain.
It seems but like it.
He, you know, they go, well, maybe crowd brawling will bring him back. Well, no,
that's not the case.
They go out there and they do this really sort of. I mean, you'd see more viciousness from a fucking hardcore title match.
It was like a house show main event, bro. It was the first 20 minutes was like a house show match. It was crazy. Like, the lads were walking around like,
like it was bad. My favorite part is when Seth and Rock weren't brawling in the crowd, and like it looked like Rock's mom was like about to get involved. What's going on here? So they're doing all this shit or whatever, and they come in and they're just. It's just, it's bad. It's real bad. And then they do a spot where Roman clips Seth's knee. And they do, and the idea of trying to get heat on Seth was okay in theory, but it probably would have worked better with Cody. But in this instance, you kind of want to have, it kind of makes more sense with Seth. And I agree with Jake in the chat. I mean, Seth had like, I mean, they had like a 12-minute heat on Seth. And look, I'm not a big Seth fan. I know Jake is. And, you know, he's even saying like a 12-minute heat on Seth is too long, and he's absolutely right. Like he's not over. He's not over enough. Not to mention the crowd itself was.
Crowd was just brutal.
Forget about his overness because he is over. But the crowd in this instance, this was not the match to be doing a 12-minute Seth Rollins heat segment. And the work wasn't inspired, but it wasn't even that bad, right?
No, it was just there when it was all right. Yeah.
Here's where the match turned for me. Okay. Rock gets him in the sharpshooter, and Cody slaps him.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an audible actual pop when that happened.
That's true.
Because that was a callback from this feud, right? Finally bringing, you know, really starting to bring that storyline in. At some point, they decided 25 minutes in that they were actually going to have the sports entertainment Attitude Era style match that they should have had for about 20 or 25 minutes that they chose to, you know, wait for fucking 20 or 25 minutes for some reason. And you know, because The Rock and whatever. And they proceeded to have this very entertaining clusterfuck drama of like craziness and near falls. And like, they did the deal where Roman spears The Rock. And I thought, oh no, Thought, holy shit.
Yeah, that was a cool
thing. Thing is, the double pedigrees I didn't necessarily bite on. Because I when they did the double pedigrees, I said, oh, no, they're not going to beat him with double pedigrees. But it still was a great near fall. It was still it was a great near fall.
And a great visual, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they do, I mean, the Rock, the Cody bottom, I don't know, you know, the Rhodes bottom to the table, whatever you want to call it, it followed by the spear to Seth through the barricade. Awesome.
Nice.
But they were doing all this stuff, and like, why they didn't just go right at it, I don't know. I mean, I do know because they're fucking crazy. But yeah. Like,
correct.
They had this really super fun last 20 minutes. Not everything looked good. I mean, for God's sake, Roman Reigns couldn't feed for a fucking Cody cutter. Granted, Cody was pretty far back on that.
Cody cutter, was, right? Yeah. They had a couple weird moments there. Yeah.
Like, but you know, even that weird looking, you know, flying shoulder tackle that Cody hit with, you know, that was supposed to be a Cody cutter with the Frog Splash was a fun near fall, right? Like they did all this really fun clusterfucky stuff, but decided to have an unbelievably bad match before it. It was very, very bizarre.
It was strange.
The spot where like Rock goes to Mount Rose is hilarious, and I enjoyed that quite a bit. The finish was tremendous, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Cody's got it. Two crossroads, goes for the third. Callback to last year, but this time Rock hits him with a strap, which is a callback to the ankle. That's brilliant. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great stuff.
The only thing I would say, great conceptually, I wish Cody would hit the second one closer to where he needs to get to.
Okay. Yeah.
You know? Because like he did it last year too. He has to get himself so far across after.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it looks silly, but it's a, you're right. It's a great finish. Like on paper, it's the perfect finish. Absolutely. Right.
And then of course, Roman hits the spear. In theory, you could think he might pin Cody here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite what we thought, right? But there was the tease there where he spears Rock mid-match. So they planted that seed a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of looks. There's Roman's like, he's not going to look mad, but he kind of, there's, and this is, anybody who's enjoyed the Bloodline feud or whatever you can always read too much into it, right?
Yeah,
there might have been some storyline doubt tagging Dwayne in. Not really, but like, you know,
you can read it whichever way you want to read it.
He tags him in. Rock hits the Rock bottom. People's elbow, 1, 2, 3. They do the exact shot where Cody's like sitting upset. Of course, I think was he on the ramp last year or was he in the ring? No, I think he was in the ring.
He was in the ring.
Yeah. Seth's knees all bang up. He got speared to the fucking barricade. He got that set up where he's in trouble against Drew tomorrow. So, I mean, honestly, from a standpoint of like the sort of big picture is great.
Cool.
But they went 45 minutes and had one of the worst WrestleMania matches of all time for the first 25. You know? And I mean, you saw my things in the DMs. Mm-hmm. I love the last 20 minutes. You know, now in the last 20 minutes were just mainly super fun clusterfuck attitude era bullshit, right? But like, still not better than Rhea or Becky or you know, the awesome Sami and Gunther match. But I enjoyed it immensely. But you know, 45 minutes is just disgusting. I mean,
I just don't get what
the hell. I mean,
I don't get who wanted that, honest.
I think we all kind of expected that to a degree, but for a second, I literally said to my brother, I said, are they going 60? And I wasn't kidding. I wasn't joking.
4 minutes is fucking insane. Yeah.
No, they didn't need to do that.
What the fuck? I was watching this match like, please do something, guys. Like, I want to like this match.
It might have been Roman. I think Roman surely had something to do with it. And you know what? You know who else had something to do with it? I've seen plenty of ECW fucking shows. All right.
Oh yeah, he's
old. Paulie had something to do with that.
He's guilty. Bullshit. He's definitely guilty. And again, it's like I don't know. How long was Bloodline Civil War?
30, maybe 35.
Yeah, I think about 32 or so.
Oh, that's a very specific guess. If Bob's right on this. 32. Bob O'Neill is an animal. I mean, awesome. That match was as long as it possibly needed to be, and this went 12 deeper, bro. Jesus.
I tried to give that as much, and that's really how I feel, but yeah, I tried to give as much of a nuanced review as I could. It was just...
It was a match of two halves. It was. Yeah. And I just... My only thing is, I just wish it had more, like, venom and aggression after that build, you know? It was like an exhibition at times.
Well, I mean...
I don't know.
You know, it's just... It's crazy. I don't know. 45 minutes is psychotic alone, right? Alone it is. And then, and here's the thing, and I don't think you disagree with me here. The stuff with the slap out of the sharpshooter and the using the strap.
Oh, that's good. Great. Mm-hmm. Everything right? You said that you liked, I agree, was good.
It's just, you know, shorten the match by an incredible amount and like place these things and add a few other, you know what I mean? Like, there was,
it would be different if, let me put it this way. If these exact same match,
right? We get Rocks Limited.
Certainly, yeah. If it was the exact same match, but the first chunk where they did the shine, not shine, but where they did staring at each other in the crowd brawl, if that got over huge, then the heat went too long and they had to finish, it's a different match. But the problem was they did the heat after a chunk that was not getting over. Like the crowd brawls usually didn't work and they stared at each other forever. And it's just like, I know it's hard because everything is done meticulously, but this is an issue with like putting a match together to this degree, man. Like you have to change your matchup sometimes. Surely at some point someone could have been like, hey man, can we not do 12 minutes of heat on Seth? Can we go to the hot tag now to try and get these people to make some noise? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. There's good stuff in it, but I just...
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mama Rhodes, Butler's right. Yelling bullshit at Rock was awesome. That was the highlight. But...
Lots of good stuff in it, man. Clearly, the more we talk about it, the more it comes apparent.
You're probably right. You may not. We don't know.
I don't know.
After tonight, he's better.
I think it's happening. Yeah, I think after that finish. A spectacle, certainly. Great entrances. Someone said to me I should rewatch the match, and I don't know if I'm ever going to rewatch that match.
I'm not even trying to put that on you, bro. I mean, that's just, I mean, we just hit 44 minutes right here, and I mean, you know, we're having a good time, but like that shit felt like 44 hours, brother. That was, and I know, you know, Bobby and I enjoyed the last 20, but holy shit.
And again, I do agree with the. Wait, is that comment in the chat real? Folks, is there something happening on Dynamite next week? Bobby, can you check that chat? I don't want to read it out loud because I don't want to. That's a great part of member of our community, but he might be doing a bit. Anyway, because if that shit's real, we need to change the topic up quickly. Okay.
Wow.
Anyway, hang on a second. Hang on. Hold up. Is old man wrestling back?
Are you happier now?
I think so. Anyway, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The way he sells punches still rules.
Oh yeah.
His sharpshooter is still very funny. He's fucking awesome. I hope next time he goes a tight 25. I will say, dude. Watching this match, I could not shake the thought of what would that Roman Rock match have looked like, brother. Could you imagine how bad that match would have been?
One other spot that I liked, when Roman got mad when he saw his nose was bleeding.
That was a great reaction. Awesome.
That was awesome.
Oh, and funny moment that happened early. I don't know if you guys noticed this. It was weird. Did you see when they run couldn't figure out that opening spot where Seth wanted to tag himself in?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that where they kept hitting the ropes and Seth was like, am I in now? It was so strange, dude. Yeah. It was like, it was weird. I couldn't figure it. Seth looked very confused and so was I. But, okay. Folks, quickly, it's a WrestleMania review, but it appears that Dustin Rhodes has called out Samojo and the blade job that is ahead of us on Wednesday night is going to be hellacious.
Back and back, one this way and then back the other, brother.
Bro, they're going to trade power slams, brother. Wrestling's back. The old man is still out. All right. Hopefully it won't go 45 minutes. fun times. Glad to see Rock back. Wish I enjoyed the match more. Talking about it, I'm appreciating the second half more. But Yeah. I think it will genuinely be a match that's talked about for years as like a debate. And that's fine. That's, you know, that's cool. Right. One that I don't think will have the same debate. We were concerned about Jay and Jimmy Uso and what that would look like. We were very concerned. And the biggest concern we had was length. Past that one with flying colors. Yeah. That was not the issue. Ooh. The issue was they had to wrestle. So I'm going to try and map this out from my perspective because I was rooting for the guys. I love the Usos. I was not very confident, but I was hopeful. And Jay got a great reaction. Right? He got a great reaction. And he took a nice shine. Jimmy took a much less nice heat segment. And then they went into trading punches, and the crowd was doing the yeet, no yeet. And I was going, this is going okay. I mean, it's not good, but the crowd's doing the yeet, no yeet. And then they went into this super kick duel that I swear is still going on in Philadelphia.
It's like they watched a Jameson Shibata match and goes, hey, hey, let's do, super kicks.
They were trading them like chops.
Mm-hmm.
But they wasn't, they would sell it in a way of like, they would stagger sell and then would talk shit and throw another super kick. It was like a parody. It was fucking insane.
Not only that, they were quoting their theme song to one another.
Yeah, and the story, I think, was that Jay's super kick is better. So Jimmy started doing these sort of Cinemax sells, like he was on his deathbed and he was staggering. And then Jay felt bad. And then he didn't feel bad. And then Jimmy said, you know, I'm sorry. And amazingly, after all of this, the crowd actually reacted to this. So then you kind of go, hold up. Are they going to get him after the worst sequence of wrestling ever? And Jey Uso said, not on my watch, because I'm about to hit the worst spear in professional wrestling history. And he, fuck it. I cannot believe this spear that Jay came up with. Poor Jim goes tumbling over. Bless Jim. He got himself in good shape. He got to take his shirt off. I mean, I love these fellas. I mean this with, you know, you got to be honest about what you saw. And they had this flat finish after that horrifying spear. And I just couldn't believe they didn't have any better ideas for this. Like, they wanted this match so bad. God bless them, man. But like, fuck. Their big idea was the super kick duel in the middle of the ring. I mean, it's, I don't know, Bobby. This was this match was really bad, man.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Like, I wasn't super high on looking forward to it, but I hope that they could put something nice together. Really, the only thing is, at least they kept it relatively short. We didn't need 25 minutes of it. We got, what, 15, 12, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'd like them to just get back together and be a tag team again someday.
Yeah. There's been a lot of takes about brother versus brother matches, but the reality is it's very generous to them to make this a thing about brother versus brother. They're just not very interesting singles wrestlers. Jay can do it against great workers. Jimmy can't. And I think if Jimmy was the fourth man on this show, he would even concede on that. Right? He just can't do it, dude. Like, maybe when he was 25, he could have pulled it off at some level. He cannot do it at this point in his life. I don't know, Oracle. This was very bad.
Oh, this is worse than the Hardy matches, by the way.
Oh, it's way worse. Way worse.
The Vengeance 01 is awful with Lita's ref, though. That might be a contender.
Okay.
The 09 matches were better than this, clearly.
The Mania match was definitely bad. The
01 match was unbelievably bad.
Got you. Okay. I haven't
rewatched that in a long time because Lita was just just atrocious as a referee. Oh, my God, was it bad. Bobby, you've probably seen that one.
Yeah.
Real bad.
It's bad.
But this was up there. I mean, this was just, I mean, it was very funny. They began, I wasn't even I sort of amusingly made the Danielson Shibata comparison. I don't even love that kind of stuff in matches usually. You know, I liked that match, but I mean, I didn't love it. You know, because, you know, I don't like the macho stuff necessarily all the time. And then they decided to use that formula
with super kicks
and fucking do it with super kicks. You gotta be kidding me. And then they began quoting, you know, in typical Bloodline soliloquy, their fucking theme songs to one another.
Bless their heart.
What kind of shit are we, you know, are we witnessing here? I don't know. It ended at like 14 minutes or something, mercifully. I mean, it felt a little bit longer than that, to be honest.
It was actually shorter than that, which is even funnier.
Really? Oh, yeah. It was
this was like 11 12. Minutes, and Ooh. It felt so long. It was, I'm telling you, if you rewatch it, don't. But if you rewatch it, it's the super kick section, bro. That is one of the most insane things I've ever seen in wrestling. And again, surely you're allowed to ad lib. If you've done 16 super kicks and they're not making noise, please stop doing them. Surely this do you get released if you do that? Like, what happened to listening, bro? Like, fuck.
Oh man, I think the only person who, you know, listened is maybe Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley. You know,
yeah,
yep.
Everybody
I want to quote Michael Hamflett, I think, the best tweet of the night. So he's in Philly. He's at the show, and I think this sums up Rob well before I move on. He said, quote, "Go out of your way to be in person for Jey Uso's entrance and the celebration if he wins. A wrestling must do. The match in the middle is only a minor inconvenience."
Yeah, go grab your soda or a beer, or, you know, a cheesesteak or something.
I think that nails it. The people were thrilled to celebrate with Jey. They loved seeing him. And he wrestled in the middle, and they said, well, I mean... He's out there doing his best. I mean, shout out to Michael.
You know what? He's watched. I bet he's watched a lot of 80s Boston Garden cards or something, brother. Because
yeah.
He's figuring it out, you know.
Absolutely, good for him. All right. speaking of people, I'm happy for R-Truth.
Oh yeah.
I know people got mad about it. I don't give a fuck, dude. The rest of the guys in that match, like, who? I'm sorry. I'm not getting mad. The new Catch Republic and the tag team. I don't give a shit, man. Good for R-Truth.
What a disastrous name,
dude. Match was. There was so much in this match because, like, when I say it's a mess, I don't mean that as a criticism because, like, it's a 12-man ladder match. Like, fuck, of course it's a mess. Yeah. Of course it's a mess.
Mm.
But watching how each wrestler approached bumping differently, like Finn Balor is. That dude's got too much professional pride, man. He really ought to take a day off. Miz and Truth were extraordinary. In the opening minute of the match, they got pushed off the ladder and, like, did these incredible house show bumps. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part of the match, I mean, other than a couple of the cool stunt spots, but the best part of the match to me was fucking Truth doing the tag thing. The people loved that. They got into that, you know?
That was awesome.
So I'm glad he won. A-Town Down Under winning the other belts is, you get what you get, I suppose. These belts are fully back to being mid-card belts now, brother. They're
back in the
olden days. But it was a fun match, right, Bob? I thought this was okay.
Yeah, I mean, again, we knew kind of what it was going to be. It was going to be a lot of chaos. Glad the belts are split again. Glad that ladder at the end didn't break when Miz and Priest were on it because it was about to crumble. And Priest's response to that was just throw it out of the ring at everyone that was telling him to get rid of it, which I thought was very funny. It was a good time, man. Like, I didn't love DIY's little DX thing, but whatever, you know, grow up. But it was fun.
At least they did something cool after. I actually thought that was going to be the only thing they did was DX spot. I was secondhand embarrassment. But they did something cool after, at least. But Oracle did correct me in the chat. He was right in our private chat. Miz had every right to not take that bump at the end. The ladder was broke. However.
Oh, it was very funny.
The idea, I will just choose to believe that I'm correct. And the idea of them putting this match together in a warehouse with Bobby Roode and Dame Priest is like, Miz, you want to take the fucking, what's his move called?
South of Heaven.
Do you want to take the South of Heaven off the ladder? And Miz just like, yeah, man. And in his head, he's thinking, fuck no. I'm winning. What the fuck? I have kids, bro. No. Because, again, it was the ladder, but he went to do it, and Miz just went... just threw his arms up in the air. Fuck, I ain't doing it. And he broke his ankles along the way. And Miz did, like, a trust fall to the center of the ring. There was an actual trust fall from Kofi, which scared me a little bit. I didn't know what he was going to do for a second.
Dude, that ladder was not right up to the ropes either. I was like...
Yeah.
Scared me. Yeah. Scared me, definitely. There was a lot here, Oracle. Did you like it?
It was fun. Yeah.
The scariest spot to me, honestly, was in that Kofi trust fall. That motherfucker was like about 5 feet too far in the ring for him to be doing a trust
fall. Yes, sir.
Some spots I liked. I can't remember who did it. Was it Pete Dunne? Was it Chump? Was it Ciampa? Somebody did a Gargano. Somebody did a did like the running senton off the apron, and somebody came in to catch. Like somebody came to clean up on the catch, which was hilarious. I can't remember. It was like Pete Dunne or somebody did it. There was a horrifying spot where Tyler Bate almost had a spiral compound fracture and destroyed his knee, or very early in the match where Pete and Tyler got knocked off the ladder, and Pete like fell on top of Tyler, and like Tyler's leg like almost went underneath. I mean, it was close. I literally like audibly gasped.
Scary matches, bro. Scary matches.
Shout out to Grayson Waller, who took a very good comedy bump and one that I didn't hate. They'd won the SmackDown belts, whatever, and he had the belt on his shoulder and he took the power bomb through the ladder.
Cool, that was cool.
Good spot. Pete Dunne, like, was it Dunne who did the tornado DDT or whatever through the table or took one or whatever?
Yeah.
Psychotic.
Yeah.
Ballard decided to, you know, take a bunch of, you know.
He's nuts, dude.
He took, a burning hammer on the ladder at one point?
Yeah, and he was bumping on the ladders all the time, man. It was brutal. Brutal.
The truth stuff was tremendous. Oh, man, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a ton of fun. You know, they mixed comedy in, brutality in here, it was clusterfuck, like it was bad. There was intentional comedy, unintentional comedy. You know, they split the tag belts. I think it's kind of a bad idea to do that. I don't think it's a bad idea, but I understand why they do it. But I think the tag belts felt big the last 2 years. Now they won't anymore.
Yeah.
But I mean that's like the only negative I really have. Other than that, I thought it was a pretty fun match.
You gotta have a heel team, like you gotta use Awesome Truth to make a heel team, right? You gotta have someone kill Awesome Truth.
Yeah.
There's no like juice in them just being the tag champs. Oh yeah, JD did
take a great bump. Sorry, Joe. Yeah,
JD did. I think that's the logical thing to do. Like you gave them the moment, the pop. You gotta have a heel team kill him now. I don't know what the SmackDown division looks like. Someone in the chat said about Randy and Kevin winning the belts from day down A Town down A-town, under
down under.
Which I think works, but we'll see. It was a fun match, and I think it was pretty much exactly what you thought it would be. So if you're into those matches, you would have loved it. If not, it's one of like it was fine. You know, I didn't have a problem with it. Right, I did enjoy this. It wasn't a great match by any means. It was a fine undercard tag. I did enjoy the Rey Mysterio and Andrade versus Escobar and Dom. Dom is like a genuinely good tag team worker, and he took some incredible bumps in this match. A couple for Andrade that were like just terrific to see when a guy's getting a chance to shine on Mania, the heel actually helping him like that. You know, like really good stuff. The way he bumped on the spinning elbow and stuff, great stuff. The finish of this was very funny. Oracle, you had a colorful response to it. What did you make of the tag?
Fucking terrible finish, dude. Oh, fuck the Eagles, man. It's funny. Jason Kelsey, Travis Kelsey. Jason Kelsey, his brother, is a charismatic guy, but fuck off, dude. Go fuck yourself.
Did you like the match?
It was okay. Yeah, you know, yeah. That's okay. Dom was good. I thought Andy looked great. That ladder cross body was incredible, wasn't it? I've never seen that not once in my life. Mm-hmm. And like I was stunned at how well they executed that from all four involved.
Yep.
It was a really, really cool spot. It was solid. I also kind of I'm not gonna lie. I kind of wanted the heel team to win, but kind of, you know, the hand was kind of shown when they did the Dragon Lee angle that Ray and Andrade were going to win this one.
Their approach in this show was very much baby faces up and then kill them in the main event, right? Like have the heels win the main event. That was because if you look at it, like J-Up, Bianca, Jade, Naomi, Sammy. Like, it's very babyface heavy until the main event. So, yeah, it was. I enjoyed it. Like, I think this goes in a very similar category to the Damage Control six woman tag. Like,
yeah,
it did exactly what it needed to. They shined Jade up nice. She had the match was basically built around her. The work was spotty. Like, the first there was a section where Damage where Kabuki Warriors in particular were working over Naomi, and it was
very early on.
It was not
the
great.
The insane elbow looked awesome though.
Yes, Scurry would have violent swings in that regard, where she would go from looking like Kairi to the woman who's been playing her on Raw recently. it was like in one of those matches where you go from a storyline point of view, ain't much, but it did exactly what it needed to, right? Like,
yeah,
Jade made a hot tag, beat everyone up, and they won. It's pretty much what you needed, Bob, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think like that's kind of what we mapped it out as when we did our preview the other week too. Like, it's all they really needed to do, and they executed it well. You know, Jade got the big spot, and you know, now we see what's next.
Yeah, I don't know what it looks like when Jade is just like part of the division. I still don't know.
Yeah,
you know, like she was. They very much protected her. She had a very limited involvement. She just came and cleaned up, which is the right thing to do. But I'm fascinated what it looks like when she's just on the roster. I don't know yet. But for this night, this was the right thing, Oracle, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. This was a super fun match. I thought entrances were great. Both entrances were awesome.
Yeah.
The time that Dakota Kai had in there, she looked real good again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Jade hit her stuff, you know, she's always been a little clunky, right? But like, I mean, got the job done. Very over. Still looks like a star. The Storm look was awesome.
Sure.
I thought Bianca was really good in this.
I agree.
She's found her footing again. The last few months since about Survivor Series, she's gotten to be really good again. She had a rough 2023. She had rough times last year. But she seems to be back to, you know, to where she needs to be as far as in ring goes. This hit all the right notes. Right team won. Pretty good length. Or at least in terms of don't want to go too long, right? Like it hit everything. Boom.
Yeah, it was imaginated to be.
Yeah, it was a very solid match. Again, I honestly thought, other than the main event entrances, this was like, I mean, the entrances for this match were awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, this got a little less time than the Ray match, but they had the entrances. So, they played a very similar role in the show, I thought. Interesting show. I thought it was fun. Went quicker than I thought when I expected it would, even if the main event had, some pacing issues, to put it politely. But I enjoyed it. I don't think it was a particularly good show, if I'm being honest.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was a decent show. I think there is room to be concerned about tomorrow with the crowd, to be totally honest. Yeah.
Especially if just from exhaustion, right? And just, fatigue. Yeah. And then I'm not going to be in Philadelphia, but I mean, who knows how the weather's going to be. So
I think it's about the same.
I mean, since they've done the two-night thing, we've discussed this. Night two, it is always noticeable that they don't have the same – the crowd's different because they've seen it. They've seen the set, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I look at this card, and it's like AJ and LA Knight are fucked.
Yeah.
In addition, unless they have some really cool shit up their sleeve.
They basically told all the sheets what the orders was, right?
So let's quickly go through this. So the order is Seth and Drew.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fine.
Which they'll be fine.
Commentary might. Hopefully that brings the crowd up some.
They'll be, and also I don't think they're going to go that long. Which no. I mean, who knows what that means after tonight? But yeah, unless they have some really cool stunts, the Philadelphia Street Fight six man could die.
I feel like Montez might climb up that L.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Do a big leap.
Because, like, there's definitely a version of that match. If they do, like, walk and brawl, brother, it's not gonna be good. AJ and LA Knight are fucked. Yeah. I think the Randy Orton triple threat will be completely fine because Randy is that over and it's a triple threat.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I fear for And I can't, I really hope I'm, I sincerely hope I'm wrong. I fear for Bailey and Io. I think they need a crowd that now hopefully they do Sammy and Gunther, right? I'd love nothing more, but it does concern me. I gotta be honest.
Well, I think it'd be okay, but I mean, because they were kind of carrying the torch for SmackDown when Roman and Rock weren't involved the past couple months too. So I mean, there's interest there. Like,
I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. I'm being honest. Like, it does concern me a little bit looking at the way the crowd was tonight on night one when you have the spectacle of we've not seen this before. It's, you know, we'll see. And then they're following Kevin Owens, Logan, and like, I don't know. Roman and Cody, I'm not worried about because I think there's going to be 101 run-ins and crowds will react to running. I mean, there was,
I'm still convinced glass is shattering and and all that stuff and the pops are going to come. So,
yeah, so am I. But it's, folks, on our preview show, I actually apologize for how much we talk about placement and crowd, and but I hope tonight did, kind of capture why we talk about those things. Stadium shows are different beasts, and it's a unique thing, right? The way you work a match in a stadium has a very particular cadence. The way that time is a very singular thing. There were matches tonight that were not long at all that felt like in a lifetime.
Please read what Jake just said. I'm out to watch this shit.
Dwayne gave away the surprises without rules. Peak Dwayne. I'm sure he talked about certain cultures too and wokes and went full Bob O'Neill rubber. We had dude last night on the Supercard review, Jack showed up and went full Dwayne and was talking about like the haters out there. Nonetheless, hopefully in 24 hours I'll be sitting here saying I was wrong about those things. It was a sunny day in Philadelphia. AJ Styles rolled back the years. Bailey had a classic. Hopefully I'll say all of these things, bro.
Hopefully. But honestly, hopefully we'll just say, you know what? And I know. Because we're sickos, right, Joe? And we want to see a great show.
For sure.
But hopefully at the end of the night we come in and we say it was another okay show. Crowd was down.
Right.
But Cody Rhodes won.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You get the
Let me say this about this Mania, and it's one of those things where I felt that way, watching the pre-show tonight. This whole Mania it wasn't going to be last year's. Last year's was, I don't know, every year Mania is different. Last year had a lot of spread out storytelling, right? Like spread out, there's a lot of spread out love and effort, and like, not that there isn't here, but like, this is all about the Bloodline and Cody and Rock and stuff.
I agree.
Again, I mean, it's like it's everything. Whereas last year Roman Cody was big, but like it felt more. It was much more.
I agree. It wasn't as an overarching thing as it is this year. I think that is actually increasingly kind of representative of Triple H's WWE. Like, there have been so many shows that have ended, and I've been like, I didn't love that show, but they got the broad strokes right. You know? Like, I look at, for example, Rumble 2023. Didn't think much of that show. It closed with a classic angle that kept the people hooked to what's going to happen next, right? Uh-huh. I look at, I'm trying to think, there was another one of these. There was a Survivor Series that was like that, where it's like Survivor Series 2022. We did not like that show at all. It had the great finish with Sammy betraying Kevin and the Bloodline standing. Well, I think that is what we're increasingly seeing here with Triple H WWE. I'm not a big fan of the kind of nuts and bolts, but he knows where he's going, and I think that helps him a lot. I think that's indicative by the fact this Mania might just be remembered for getting the Bloodline stuff right, and that'll be that. Bloodline excluding the Usos Civil War, of course. But anyway,
Tope, go watch Gunther and Sammy.
Yeah,
yes, sir. Absolutely.
And maybe Rhea Becky.
Yeah, let's also do the ratings for this. So I'd give it a 6 out of 10 personally. I'd give it a 6. Bobby, what'd you give it?
Yeah, I think about 6.5 would be right.
Yeah, I had fun though. Oracle rating
6 is probably exactly where I would go. Broad strokes,
yeah. But always fun to watch WrestleMania, right?
It's
fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll see what happens tomorrow night, folks. We'll be back. Probably again be a little late. It actually suits all of us, I think.
I'll be watching from home, but I mean, you know, okay. It'll still be 15, 20 minutes after the
show. Yeah. I think it's best to connect to Hal. You know, it's fine. So we'll be doing that tomorrow. Please do join us. If you've enjoyed this, give us the thumbs up and subscribe. And when the video's done, comment something about Bob's hair specifically. Yeah. Now, you can comment something else, but if you have nothing to comment but you want to support the channel, Bob's hair is always right there. Right, Bobby? You could always go with that.
It's unfortunate, yeah.
I disagree. Just see the comments decide. People might think it's not unfortunate. I don't know. But do that when this ends here. So we appreciate the support. Rocky Romero has challenged Roddy Strong to eliminate a match. So tonight was actually apparently a big night for AEW after all. I don't know. I'm pretty enthralled by this information. But Bobby, anything to promote or plug other than our Sunday review tomorrow?
No. Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. And everyone have a good evening and good day tomorrow leading up to WrestleMania. Yeah.
I thought you were going to do Kenny Omega's catchphrase then for a minute. I was, who's going to do the get the gun deal and all that? The Bucks discussing all in footage on Dynamite. Huh? Huh? What? What does that mean? Oracle, anything to promote other than WrestleMania Sunday review, brother?
Terry Bam and Gordy Green Grappler at the end of April.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you tomorrow night, hopefully with the finished story.
Hopefully, otherwise this could take a turn. I'm not even that invested, but like I feel like Bobby may lash out tomorrow if the story is not finished. I think Alex may. I don't even want to know what Alex has got planned.
Maybe retired.
He's posting videos now, dude. Quoting Big Rome and taunting him. He's playing with fire, man. Fake.
I wouldn't do that if
Bobby Dutch would not be happy about this. You know, like it's bad news. Blake Christian would not be thrilled, but nonetheless, there we go. All right, folks, we appreciate you waiting around a little bit tonight, and we hope you've enjoyed the show. Do all those things I mentioned earlier, please. If you want to show us some love and support us, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night. All hail and enjoy this outro, folks. Keep grinning. We'll be right back.